Hi there, welcome to Ask Away, a podcast where kids can ask anything about the Bible. This is Peyton.
And I'm Riley. As always, we're here with my mom. Her name is Meredith.
Hi.
Together we'll tell a Bible story, and we kids will jump along the way to ask about what we notice, wonder about, and think is weird.
And then we'll talk about some great questions kids like you sent in. After the show, we hope you'll send us a question too.
Yup, and we'll tell you how at the end of the show.
The Bible is pretty amazing as it helps us know who God is, but it can also be confusing, new, and really different from how things are now. So we want you to know that when it comes to God and the Bible,
every question is okay,
and you can ask away.
I'm excited to bring you a new story. We are going to tell a story about Jesus today. Our last few stories, if you are listening along with us, have been from the Old Testament. Today's story is from the New Testament. The difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament is Jesus. The stories that start with Jesus's life and after Jesus was here on earth, they're all part of the Bible called the New Testament. And the story starts like this. One day, Jesus was teaching. And nearby, there were some religious leaders. They always seemed to find their way to wherever Jesus was.
What is the story called?
Well, the stories in the Bible don't actually have official names. They kind of get their names from all of us talking about them. I often hear this one called Four Friends and a Paralyzed Man. But I don't actually know if there's only four friends or maybe all five of them are friends. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So one day, Jesus was teaching. And there were religious leaders sitting nearby. They often found their way to wherever Jesus was teaching. And the Bible says the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Well, some men came carrying a man who was paralyzed. He couldn't walk, and they brought him on a sleeping mat. I'm curious, at this time, what do you think this man who could not walk might have experienced living with a disability?
Well, he needed help wherever he went, and they might not have had wheelchairs yet.
There would not have been wheelchairs yet. That's a good observation.
If he was paralyzed, wouldn't his legs just not be able to move?
That's a great question. It seems in this case that whether it's that his legs can't move or if his legs are not strong enough, what we know is that he's not able to walk, but we're not sure about the particulars of his disability. Well, they tried to take the friend on the mat inside to Jesus, but the place where Jesus was incredibly crowded. It was so full of people that they couldn't get through to bring their friend to Jesus. So they went on the roof and they ripped a hole in it. So I just want to hold up a sec here. How do you think they came up with this idea?
I do not know. Me neither.
I don't know either. Do you think that one of them just was like, well, if we can't go through, we got to go from the top?
They could have dug a hole. That would have been a lot harder.
As this is happening, what do you think you're thinking if you are the friend on the mat?
This is dangerous! What are you doing?
Maybe... wow, my friends are really doing a lot for me.
Yeah.
What do you think you are thinking if you are a person in the room below?
What's happening?
Is this a show?
What do you think you're thinking if you're Jesus?
I don't know.
Well, after they got a hole in the roof, they lowered the man on his mat down into the crowd right in front of Jesus. And the Bible says this, seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, young man, your sins are forgiven. So it says, seeing their faith. Here's a little pop quiz for you guys.
Pop quiz.
Which of these two choices do you guess is a better meaning for the word faith when it's used in the Bible? I'm going to repeat the question. Which of these two choices that I'm about to give you, do do you guess is a better meaning for the word faith when it's used in the Bible?
Is it more A, something a person has, like I have a lot of faith, or is it more B, someone a person trusts, like my faith in Jesus?
I guess B.
Yeah, me too.
If you also guessed B, you would be correct. When the Bible uses the word faith, you could also use the word trust. And faith is more about who you put it in than how much of it somebody has. Now, the religious leaders heard Jesus say, "Your sins are forgiven," and they freaked out. They said, "Who does he think he is? Only God can forgive sins. How dare he say something like that?" Now, Jesus knew.
Wasn't God the one that said that your sins are forgiven?
Yes, because Jesus is God in a body. So if the religious leaders don't think Jesus is allowed to say it, what does that show that they think about Jesus?
They don't think Jesus is God.
Yeah, they don't think they're the same people.
Right. And so Jesus responds to them. He knows what they're thinking. And he asks, which one's easier? To say, your sins are forgiven? Or to say, stand up and walk? Riley and Peyton, what do you think? Which one's easier? To forgive somebody's sins or to make somebody who cannot walk, walk again?
Forgive somebody's sins.
Forgive somebody's sins.
And why do you think that's easier?
The other thing isn't possible unless you have magic powers.
And anybody can just say, I forgive your sins, right?
So one thing that's important to understand why the religious leaders are mad and what Jesus is saying back is that people would have understood that God is the one who gets to forgive people's sins. Every person has sin. They all have ways that we live that don't match who God is. We all have things that we do that are not what God would want. And God forgives. But only God forgives. We might forgive each other for wronging each other, but you don't get to just go up and be like, hey, I forgive you. They thought, oh my goodness, that is only God's job. And so Jesus says, hey, which one's easier? Your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? And then he says, I'll show you. I have the authority on earth to forgive sins. I'm allowed to be the one to say you're forgiven. I'm allowed to say this stuff that you think only God can say. And the way Jesus showed it was that he turned to the paralyzed man and said, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And then right away, right there in front of everyone, the man jumped up, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. And then, of course, as you might imagine, the rest of the crowd is completely full of wonder. They begin to praise God as well. And they're saying, we have seen amazing things today. And that is where this story stops. When you think about this story, what did you notice about who Jesus is or what Jesus is like?
He's forgiving.
Yeah, and he's kind.
I noticed that Jesus had kind of a strong response to the religious leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which maybe makes me think Jesus doesn't like it when people get in the way of someone being well and whole.
I have a question that's not related to this story.
Great.
How come Jesus waited 3 days before coming back to life? How come he didn't just come back to life right after he was killed? Or how come he didn't wait a month or a year?
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. And there are, I think, a couple things that might be the reason. One is that there are other parts of the Old Testament that began to talk about God sending a Messiah, someone who had been anointed or picked by God to be the helper. And those prophecies had said that it would be on the third day that God would raise the Messiah back up. So Jesus is coming back to life fit and what is called fulfilled a prophecy. Now, another reason that Jesus had to stay dead for at least a little while is that did they have like video cameras on cell phones that could go up on the internet?
No.
Or the news to be like, breaking news, Jesus of Nazareth was killed today by the government.
No.
No, they didn't have that stuff. So although people nearby knew what had happened, other people would not have known what had happened. And if they didn't know that Jesus had died in the first place, then when Jesus is back alive, they would have been like, weren't you just around? Like I saw you like last week. And he would have been like, well, I died in between then and now. And they'd be like, nah, I don't think so. So there's probably some very real thing. Sometimes people joke about that idea, but I actually do think it's true that there needs to be a little bit of time for everything to sort of settle in that it really did happen. Why not a month? Not totally sure. I think probably just that God had made promises about day three, and so God kept the promise to raise him on day three. Can I tell you guys one more thing I notice about this story we're exploring today?
What?
I notice how sometimes in our lives, we might feel like the man on the mat. We might be having a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sometimes in our life, we might get to be one of the friends on the four corners, helping someone else get to Jesus.
Yeah.
I just like that part.
Now it's time for your great questions.
Gordon, who's six, wants to know, why did they do baptism in the water?
Hi, my name's Gordon and I'm six. I'm asking questions about baptism. Why do they do baptism in the water? Bye.
They used water for a few reasons. One, water is something that makes our bodies clean. And one thing that baptism helps us remember is how God's forgiveness is like when something that was stained becomes clean again. Something was not how we'd want it to be, but now things are okay. So water helps us think about washing. Another reason that they used water was because God had delivered the people across water in the past. God parted the Red Sea and stopped the Jordan River. So coming into the water was a place that reminded people of how God had helped them and been with them before, just like they thought God was doing something through baptism now, reminding them that they were part of God's family.
Hi, my name is Gordon, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in Canada, and I love the Bible. How did Joseph get all the way over there with not dying like in the other places? Bye.
Gordon is talking about the story where Joseph, who is one of 12 brothers, gets sold by those 11 brothers and becomes a slave. And then from there, he travels with a group all the way to Egypt, which is quite a long way. It's also a place that is pretty rough and deserty. We don't have details about his journey, and so it's a wonderful question to ask, how did he survive? It might have been very hot. It might have been very dry. They might not have had enough food or water. But usually, throughout these journeys, there were other towns along the way, places you could stop to get food and water. They would have dug wells deep into the ground to draw the water up, and there would be other people in the village who would help take care of food. So they probably did not make this trip all at one time. The group would have stopped to make sure they had what they needed. And that is probably how Joseph survived the journey.
Now it's your turn. What did you notice, wonder about, or think was weird? Be sure to talk really loud and clear as you record your question. Then send it as a direct message on Instagram, an email to askawaypodcast@gmail.com, or leave it as a Voxer message, where there's Ask Away Podcast.
Grown-ups, it would help us a lot if you rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Also, you can buy my mom's book, Woven, everywhere books are sold. Just a warning, it doesn't have pictures. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!